That's actually me walking up the stairs.
I like the stairs.
It's a mouth breather.
Shut your mouth. It's 8:16. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up?
What's happening? Quick look at your forecast today. Cloudy. We got some snow possible. 2 to 3 inches tonight, and then maybe a couple more tomorrow. Going to see a high of 30 tomorrow. Then it's pretty cold the next couple days, and some more snow through the weekend. And then it's warming up just a little bit, but not much. So anyway.
Sporting 2 to 3 inches in this weather.
What?
Not getting any bigger, Brock.
It's all you're getting. Be happy with it. Anyway, let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Kate?
What's up?
Okay. Let's see. Do we do taser or bag of drugs?
Ooh. Kind of go hand in hand. What do you think? I kind of like,
I mean, I think they're both going to be good. I think, let's do taser. Tasers are always funny. Tasers are always funny. There's a 68-year-old woman named Pamela Carr. She's in Florida, Clearwater area.
It's a stripper capital of the U.S.
She's 68. Oh, man. Still doing it. Sunday morning, her 73-year-old husband told her that after 9 years of being married, he wanted a divorce. A separation. You bitch, I'm done. Well, Pamela responded by pulling out her taser and repeatedly zapping him.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, you want a separation?
Now, was it a taser or a stun gun? Because they're different, right?
I think taser is just the little
handheld, right?
The handheld one. Yeah.
Stun gun is the actual projectiles, right?
Where it latches onto you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. He called the cops, and she was arrested for felony domestic battery. Here's her mugshot.
Oh, man.
She looks like a lady that would taser you.
Yeah.
Does your wife have a taser?
I tried to buy her one.
Yeah?
They don't ship them to Michigan.
So you can't buy them here in Michigan?
I don't know if you can buy them or not, but I know you can't ship them.
Have you ever been tased?
Once. A long time ago.
You were tased?
When I DJed at a bar back in the day. Well, at 2 o'clock, everything shuts down. We all clean up. We put the chairs on the table. But we always would kind of hang around, have a few drinks. And after a few of those drinks, one of the bouncers was like, hey, I got a taser. Should we have some fun with it? I'm like, okay. So one of the guys that worked there took it first.
Yeah.
I didn't want to after that because he was literally like tearing up.
It doesn't sound like it'd be appealing.
Just kind of wanted to feel it, though. It's not fun.
The closest thing I ever got to being tased was I peed on an electric fence once.
I mean, it's probably pretty close. And I didn't get tased in the wiener, that's for sure. I couldn't imagine.
Mine was through my little lightning rod, and it did not feel good at all.
Now, did the pain just, was it harnessed right there in the junk, or did it go through your body?
It went through the whole body.
Yeah.
I mean, your body's, what, 70% water?
Yeah. Dude.
Or 80%, whatever it is.
Why'd you pee on an electric fence?
I didn't think it was on. I'm pretty sure my dad said, oh, no, where is that on? And all the times.
And they pulsate, too, so you could... Did you pull away?
I was peeing, and it was fine, and then it hit, you know. And, it didn't feel... My wee-wee!
just exploded.
Yeah, it's like when you overcook it. It's like when you overcook a hot dog in the microwave.
It splits at
the end. Just splits right there.
Oh, God!
Hot dog's done.
Oh.
Hot dog's done.
Grab the tape.
Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
It's 8:26. I'm excited. We got your Extreme Wireless Prank Phone Call of the Week coming up here in just a few. And this morning, we had a little fun at Kiki's expense.
Kiki, if you're listening, he put me up to it, so don't be pissed off at me.
Well, you know, I was feeling nostalgic about some prank phone calls. I'm like, you know what? Let's go old school.
Mm-hmm.
And who better to mess with? Because I will admit, my lovely wife is quite gullible. So,
well, here's the thing. You called. We've done this throughout the day. So you called her initially at like 6 a.m. to wake her up. I'm just like, oh, dude, this is going to be brutal. She's going to be pissed.
It's worth it. Sleeping on the couch is worth it. So stick around. We're going to mess with Kiki on your prank phone call of the week coming up here in just a little bit. Until then, Zeppelin, we'll be back. It's WIRX. Hey, good morning. 8:37, Brock Hunter.
Welcome.
Maybe we shouldn't have pranked Kiki this morning. I should have known better.
You guys are idiots.
We are dumb boys. We're dumb little boys playing dumb little boy games. Today we got some snow in the forecast. It could be snow in the next couple days. We'll take a full look at that here with the professionals in a little bit. Actually, you know what? Speaking of forecast, it is shower with a friend day today, which...
Oh, it is?
Yes.
So good. I need to find a friend.
Hunter and I are going to shower later.
She looks right at me.
Yeah. No. I didn't mean that.
Will you be my friend?
Hey, I'm taking it off right now. Let's go.
We don't have a shower here in the studio.
We can make one.
Yeah. It's also, it's like Weather Person Appreciation Day today.
Weatherman or woman?
Yeah, that's why I said weather person, because I'm trying to be PC.
I like that.
Yeah, it's National Weather Person Day today.
Oh,
where we say thank you to the people who get paid to guess.
Yeah. Actually, that's currently happening in Missouri. I just talked to my mom. Schools have been canceled. You know, clients have canceled coming in to her shop, or my friend's, who is also a hairstylist. But anyways, yeah, there's a little bit of slush and a light dusting.
Oh, nice.
And they were supposed to, like, wake up with, like, inches of snow.
The funny thing is it was nothing. 70 there nothing. For the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
It was 70, yeah, a few days ago, and now it's freezing temperatures, and it's supposed to have inches of snow, but of course, it's not cold enough quite yet. The ground's not cold enough, so it's just wet. But they've already canceled all bunch of schools and businesses.
Be canceled because of slush and the weather than the coronavirus, what's going on around here.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of schools closed.
Did you hear about that?
What?
The cruise ship. Like 2,300 people are quarantined on a cruise ship for 2 weeks because 10 people showed symptoms of the coronavirus or tested for the coronavirus.
Oh, my. From on the cruise ship? Like they were sick and they went to the medic and they were like,
or something like that.
So they're probably quarantined somewhere else.
Here's another thing I didn't tell you, Hunter.
They just made him walk the plank.
Yes. No, they left him on an island.
Yeah. Scurvy.
Arr.
That's what they should do. No, and then there was another thing, too, where a plane had to make an emergency landing because a guy tweeted out a joke about having the coronavirus.
Oh.
And it was still enough where they had to land the plane.
Dude,
don't do that.
Stop. That's terrible.
It's like saying the B word on a plane. Are we on a plane right now?
Bitch.
Bomb.
Oh, that.
Dumb. You're so dumb.
We're going to land this plane. That guy said, bitch. You say bong? All right.
No, bomb.
Oh, that one, yeah. It's all crazy right now.
That's a little crazy. I had not heard any of that.
Yeah. So, I don't. Honestly, though, don't cruise ships just seem like floating Petri dishes? I mean, come on.
Yeah, you need to go on a cruise.
I don't feel like that's for me.
Here's the tip, too. Don't take a 5-day. Take a 3-day. That's all you need. You need 3 days. By the third day, you're going to be like, get me off the ship.
Nothing appeals. You've been on a cruise, and I'm trying to think. And now, like, oh, yeah, coronavirus on there. It makes sense. It's closed quarters. Yeah. Everyone's around. You got buffets everywhere, which are just places for people to put their, that person like
you can say that anywhere though. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You love a good buffet.
Yeah,
that's true.
So, plus, it's if you do the right package, Brock, it's open bar the whole
studios
time.
Studios is more, probably dirtier in here than the cruise ship.
There's an open, open bar at my house, bro. I'll just get a kiddie pool and I'll just sit in that and have beers and it'll be like being on a cruise. Isn't that the same thing? Same thing.
I guess.
I'll take my boat out into Lake Michigan with a cooler of beer. That's like a cruise.
I'm about to up the cruise up
a booze cruise.
The one that I was on?
Yeah.
The topless deck. Yeah. Yeah, you go up there, naked chick, bro.
What?
Topless. Yeah. Topless
decks
are overrated.
There's a topless deck on a cruise ship?
It was on a carnival. Carnival Cruise Line.
Two things.
The greatest part of it.
I don't think the people who run the carnival cruise knew that the nudies were up there.
Oh, no, there's a sign. There's a sign right there.
It does?
Oh, it's for real. It's a topless deck on the Carnival Cruise Line. And this is great.
Are kids allowed?
Because
on this cruise?
I mean, I was 17 and I went up there. Nobody said a damn word.
Oh, my gosh.
I got so burnt. I was up there for hours, Brock and Kiki. I had to miss a day of the cruise because I was so red from just staring
at
boobies
for
an
entire time.
I know. I was perving hard.
Everything was tan except for your sunglasses.
Mirrored sunglasses. But the greatest part was how he discovered it. I knew it was on there.
Yeah.
Initially. I had no idea where. Because you had to go through like a little maze and then there was like a little staircase up to it. And I'm following my grandpa around. He's a big videographer. He loves videotaping everything. And so he's walking around with his camera. Sure enough, he gets to the stairs, but he has his eye into the eyepiece, doesn't see the sign. starts walking up the stairs with his camera, this fully loaded.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, dude, the staff was on his ass so fast. What are you doing, you old man? I'm like, he had no idea.
Yeah,
he's like, what?
Yeah.
It's like, it's a bunch of naked chicks up there, man. I'm like, oh, really? Grandpa, step aside.
No, the best is your grandpa got to the bottom of the stairs after he got kicked out and went, damn it, that was close. I almost got the tape. Two things. We'll wrap up with this. One, any deck on a cruise ship is a topless deck if you're brave enough. And two, I'm more of a bottomless deck kind of guy, all right?
Like flopping around.
Ew. Come on now. We've all seen boobs. I want to see some pantsless people.
Ew.
Donald Ducking
no
on that
cruise
ship.
No one wants to see that.
It's just a burnt sausage.
Let's see. Cruises.
It's like a charred hot dog. A hot dog that's been on the grill for too long.
Cruises that have bottomless decks.
You're going to get.
Search.
Bottomless.
Hopefully. Oh, it's the Donald Duck cruise. It's perfect.
Oh, there we go. Disney.
See what I did there?
It's the Disney cruise.
Your comedian for today is Nick Griffin. Hey, good morning. 8:52, Brock Hunter.
What's up?
The lovely Kiki.
Good morning.
She's in a better mood.
It's a little bit.
It's because I've had coffee now.
Oh.
And I've ignored you.
The
both of you all
part
morning.
Of waking is booze in your cup.
That's what I have.
Some Bailey's?
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking, going back to our topic for today, was what's so stupid it's genius?
Mm-hmm.
Blue Man Group.
Oh, yeah.
Now, and don't get me wrong, they're talented guys.
Very talented.
It's so stupid. It's just, they were genius in thinking, like, let's just bang on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And paint ourselves blue.
And paint ourselves blue.
And all look the exact same.
And they've made millions doing that.
Well, that separates them from other people. It's kind of like back in the day, I learned that celebrities way back in the day always used to wear hats. Because for some reason, they thought, if I wore a hat all the time, I kind of stick out. And that's what celebrities wanted.
Oh.
So that's
it's like
why
peacocking.
Peacocking.
Oh, it's peacocking.
Peacocking.
Oh, okay.
There you go. You're right. Yeah. So that's why you started with that beard, right?
Yeah.
So
I've wanted to be in a boy band for 20 years.
I grow the beard.
It's going to happen.
I can do it. One of these days.
Hey, who is... Okay. I was trying to think as a ceiling. They're talking about boy bands, and you know this probably. Justin Timberlake's lead singer of NSYNC.
Right.
Who's the lead singer of Backstreet Boys?
Was it Carter?
Did they not have
like a
standout dude? Because all I can think of like Justin.
It was the short guy. Yeah. I remember. Hold on, I need to look up their names.
Wait,
Backstreet Boys members. Backstreet Boy members. No, there was the one guy. It's the little short one, short blonde.
Little short guy, Brock.
Nick Carter kind of shared that with
him. Shut your whore mouth.
Name them off.
You have AJ McLean.
No, it wasn't
so
him.
Hot.
Howie Durrell.
No. They were all in the back.
So Nick Carter. It was Nick Carter.
Okay,
I'm almost positive.
Nick Carter and it's the other one.
Kevin Richardson?
No, not Kevin. So the last one.
Brian Littrell.
Yes. Brian was
Brian
the
Reed?
Lead singer. He was the middle. Him and Nick Carter were the two frontmen.
I couldn't have given you Howie. You say, name three of them. I probably would have said Nick Carter. Maybe AJ, and then I'm like, I don't know.
No, I didn't like him because all the girls that I liked back in the day when I was little all liked the Backstreet Boys, and I was jealous. It's like, forget the Backstreet Boys. What about me?
Yeah. I choreographed so many dances.
Who was your
in the talent shows in elementary school, middle school?
What was your favorite boy band, though? I was an LFO guy.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, though I liked all of them, I'd say Backstreet Boys was first. But no, I was actually an LFO. I did prefer more rock. I liked the pop rock, pop boy bands just because me and my friends had fun with it.
Yeah.
But I never actually, just put it on by myself. I was still always kind of a rock gal.
Yeah.
So I preferred Lit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was listening to,
technically
Lit.
A boy band. It's like a rock boy band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were pretty.
It's more of a Boys to Men kind of a guy.
Yeah, Boys to Men, can't go wrong with that. I was more of a Bone Thugs and Harmony kind of guy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
What about Blackstreet? Was it Blackstreet Boys? No, just Blackstreet.
I don't remember.
Blackstreet Boys.
No, it wasn't that one. I don't remember that one.
Yeah.
No.
Blackstreet, they sing No Diggity.
No Doubt.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I didn't know who sang that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but Bone Thugs and Harmony, I should not have been listening to
those. Yeah.
So good.
Busy Bone, that guy
tell
could
me
rip.
What you want
to do what you want to do. Tell me what you want to do.
Oh,
You got your hand on your heart. You're singing your heart out.
What was the band that did that? Ooh, what you say? Remember that one?
What you say? Yeah, I know that song.
Yeah.
This is Jason Derulo, wasn't it?
Was that Derulo? No.
Wasn't a synthesizer in there a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was Derulo, bro.
That
I'm going back.
I remember Bone, because I was in middle school, and I remember when we were doing music class, and we were playing our recorders.
Recorders, yeah.
But we were all in the back listening to Bone Thugs and Harmony. And,
on your Discman?
And Coolio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we were
Coolio
listening to.
Coolio was the bomb.
My buddy Ryan had it, and we were like, we're taking turns putting the earbuds in and listening to it.
Band spending most our lives. Yeah,
like,
great.
We should not have been listening to that.
All right, quick question for Kiki. Yeah. What poster did you have up on your wall in your bedroom?
I had probably mostly sports. My sister left an Aerosmith poster in her room when she moved out and moved into her room. Mm-hmm. So I kept that up because I did like Aerosmith. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I had any other bands. I had, like some actors. I had JTT, Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Who didn't?
And I had Michael Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
I had Space Jam.
Did you have a Hanson poster?
I did have a Hanson poster, Yep. I was a Hanson fan.
My mom always thought Michael Jordan was hot.
Yeah? When was
that? Yeah, man. He's a good looking guy.
The only time
right
he hasn't really looked good was that little Hitler mustache phase.
Oh, yeah, right.
In that Hanes commercial.
Yeah, you know?
It's the only time I was like, hey, I don't know about that.
It's funny. I had that classic Jim Morrison poster that everybody had. You know, he's just standing there with his shirt off.
Yeah.
I had no idea who Jim Morrison was.
Just looks cool, bro.
Everybody has it. I'll put it up.
Looks so cool. Back when you could go.
You didn't know who it was, but it was a dude with his shirt off.
I know,
and you thought
it
was appropriate to put in your bedroom?
Weird.
Was it like you were trying to be him?
No, I was just, it looked good next to the Abercrombie bags that I had up on my wall,
too. Oh, you were one of those.
We got to get to dumb vocabulary, but right now I'm imagining my college dorm room. I had the periodic table of mixology to show you how to make all the different shots.
You would.
Is so great.
Right. Perfect for college.
I had this one poster that I won at the Frolic in the town I grew up, and it was Dangerous Curve. So it was this chick in a wife beater, a tattered wife beater in short shorts, big old boobies.
Oh, yeah.
And she was next to a sign that said Dangerous Curves, and I loved that.
Okay,
poster.
So you were still putting posters up in college. This was
of
in
course.
College. Okay, I was talking about like middle school, elementary.
No. Well, when you first met me in my studio apartment, I had that whole wall with all my music stuff on there.
She got my shrine.
Yeah. Check it out. Oh, wait. Hold on. Hit that light switch. Black light, bro.
It's the black light poster.
Yeah, it's the black light.
See, that's
black
the difference
light,
between
Bob
men.
Marley poster.
Men in college, it's just nothing but tacked up stuff still.
Yeah.
Women start framing things.
Empty booze
bottles. And hanging a lot of lights.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of globe lights.
Yeah. Yeah. And, of course, just that we still got to get that banister of empty booze bottles.
Yeah, up here in the studio. Can we do that?
Gotta have that.
Yeah, can we have that?
In here?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, we could put some empty. It's like college days.
We need some shelves. We'll do a corner shelf right up there.
It'll be like Saved by the Bell, the college days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Where they all got slutty and herpes. What?
Oh.
All right, let's do your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency, located in Stevensville. Home, car, life, snowmobile.
Uh-huh.
ATV, camper insurance.
I was actually at Chris Thompson's house the other day. He's got a poster of the Allstate guy.
Does he?
Up on his wall.
Just
he
as motivation, like, I got to beat that guy. So go see him. Chris. Your dumb vocabulary for today, main bang.
A what?
Main bang.
A main bang.
Main bang.
That's like the main person that you go to for intercourse.
It was good. It was good thought process there. I was thinking more of like a
main intercourse.
Main bang.
Main bang.
She's your number one gal.
Number one stunner.
Yeah, she's the OG. She's the OG.
You're absolutely right, Kiki. You're right. It's the person you bang the most out of people you're currently banging.
Nice. It's your favorite.
Example. It took a while, but eventually Kiki became my main bang.
Huh?
It didn't take a while.
Oh.
That was always your main bang.
Took 10 years, but you finally made it.
Oh, my gosh. What are you saying?
I've always been a backup.
Yes, it's all right, Hunter.
Riding the bench.
I mean, you're a close second.
Yeah.
Makes you feel any better. I mean, I'm going to shower with you today. Is that all right?
Keep your distance.
That's your dumb vocabulary.